Mr. Kiernan? Oh, Miss Elizabeth, would you mind getting the door? Mr. Kiernan, anything to report from closed session, sir?
Yes, we went out at 12:30 and we came out of closed session at 1:14. Supervisor Kopsep stepped out from 1:00 to 1:08. And there's no reportable action.
All right. Mr. Smith?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman.
Well, you want to leave us, sir?
Thank you. I'm sure you're familiar with these two gentlemen with us. One of them is on time constraints. As I mentioned, he's doing his jury duty next door. He has a presentation to go over. Mr. Kit Loudon, CDFW's WOOF specialist. Following his presentation, Mr. Pat Griffin will give you an update on his activities as our WOOF liaison. And if you have any further questions, I'll be glad to answer those afterwards. Thank you very much. This is Mr. Loudon.
I don't have much time, and I apologize for that. It's an interesting scenario that I'm just a few feet down the hallway.
Talk fast.
Happy to do my civic duty for sure. First time in my life I've ever been on a jury, and it's fascinating to watch the whole process. So I don't know. Just really quick, this is a general overview of wolves. Average home range size 200 square miles, so with really big areas. Litter size, average litter size is up there. Breeding season is February, so a lot of dispersers that can go with hundreds and even thousands of miles are really traveling a lot right now trying to find a mate. I have their denning is in April. Rendezvous sites, that's where they rear pups after the den. They'll take them to another spot. Often they're meadowy-like, and that happens in June through September, and about that time pups are large enough to start traveling with the pack, at which time they're highly nomadic throughout their territory. And that's like for all the folks that are dog owners, wolves are big travelers, just like your dog. There's nothing better for your dog but to go out for a run or for a hike, right? Mean pack sizes, lots of places, is about 7. Jumping down to some comparison for the Lassen pack, it does have 7, but 4 of those are pups. 480, it's probably closer to 500 square mile home range, super gigantic. And then wolves need ungulate summer and the winter range, both. And I apologize, I'm just going to go really super fast here. Here is, just to give you an idea, so there's the radio-collared wolves that come to California, and that's where wolves are coming, right? They're dispersing from other areas, predominantly Oregon. This is the uncollared ones. So these are uncollared wolf detection that we have with trail cameras, from either our own trail cameras or from the public. And how that relates to Siskiyou County right there. So we definitely get uncollared wolves coming through the county. For collared ones, the big interesting one right now is OR-54. I just have to make sure I'm not late for jury, so I go to jail after this.
We'll know that.
I don't think they know I'm over here. So OR-54 at capture, here's her. She's got 4 different trips to California. Each one's a different color there to kind of make that out. Certainly traveling through Siskiyou County at times. She's got, since she left her natal pack in January of last year, she's got over 8,000 miles behind her, and that's a minimum because all I do is connect the dots, right? It's not how she really goes. She has been as far north as west of Bend, Oregon, as far south as I-80, and finally, a month or 2 months ago, she crossed I-80 and actually went to Nevada for a day and crossed back. There's her at a bone pile in Sierra Valley, if you know where that is. That's one of the things that we work to do is when we have, what we try to do is when a wolf is going to a different county is let folks know. That includes the board of supervisors typically reach out to the chair that particular year. Also the county agriculture commissioner, the County Farm Services agent and wolf liaison if the county happens to have one, because it gets hard to talk to everybody. We like to talk to everybody, but how do you talk to 100 different people when a wolf goes 20 miles? And so hopefully all of us working together, we can get that message out. But it's kind of like reaching out to community and agriculture leaders.
Stupid question. What is a bone pile? Where are these bones? Oh,
I'm sorry. Or bone yards. Some ranches have maybe traditional places where they like to ship their dead to. And of course, it can be a pretty big attractant to a wolf. And maybe you're calving in the pasture next door, and if you don't want that wolf hanging around, you might want to do something about it. So the other thing we do is when we have a cluster of points in a location, especially on agriculture, in the middle of wilderness, who cares? But on agriculture, it might be something dead, and it might be livestock, whether they killed it or they have an attraction there. And then we do work down to the particular property owner, the individual, the producer. And at times with the agriculture commissioner or a county wolf liaison helping with that. I'm new to California, I don't know anybody. And so of course, when you have people like Jim and Pat here, they know everybody, it seems like, and so they can really help out a lot with that. Plus being a controversial critter like this, high profile controversial nature, I don't really have my own time to build up my own credibility. These gentlemen have lots of credibility, and I hope to ride on their coattails with that credibility. So that helps out a lot. And just to say a note too about your county folks here, they help out a lot. Like I said, communication is very difficult, and getting information out to people that can benefit from it is really important. And to do that, to foster good relationships with folks on the ground so you can work on some issues, prevent damage. And so we try to do it together as a team, and especially pretty much all the counties, but especially here in Siskiyou County, enjoy working with the folks that you have here. They help out a ton, and it's all about people, and if we do right by people, certainly we'll benefit from that in the meantime as well. Here's our dispersing collars. Each one of these is a different wolf or a different color. You can see OR44 is in orange there. Blue would be the famous OR7. OR54, who I talked about, is in yellow. OR25 is, which one? The black one. And most recently, through December last year, OR59 is the purple one. OR59 did die in California, and that is under investigation. And that's how all of those relate to Siskiyou County. Again, all of these are just dots. They locate, in the case of OR44, for instance, the orange one, he only located every 12 hours, so that's connecting those 12-hour dots together. That's Alassenpak home range there, so you might notice Lake Almanor, Susanville to the east, very large home range. Just attracts, that's what it kind of is. Wolves don't do a good job of keeping themselves secret. Maybe some people like to suggest they're like ghosts in the mountains. But when five large canid tracks go down a road, it's pretty obvious that there's a wolf pack there. Get to cattle here a little bit. Of course, wolves cause trouble for people occasionally. The typical management tools is work collaboratively together to prevent problems. We have preventative tools, and most other states do have means for control for problem wolves and compensation. Those last two are not the case in California, so it puts a lot of emphasis on the first two. Big picture to get people to understand, livestock losses to wolves from a regional or state perspective are not a big deal economically. The rub is to particular individual producers. At times it can be significant. And so for really looking at very local problems, unverified losses are a problem, and that's just you come home, say, more calves short than normal off your summer allotments. Weight loss sometimes is a problem. Lower conception rates
Mr. is a problem.
Yeah.
I want to give you the gracious exit because I know you're doing everything.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
That's why I get paid the big bucks for it. Yeah.
I would like to come back, though, and just whatever the supervisors think would be helpful, because I just definitely want to be connected and making sure that you get the information that you need.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, folks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ken.
Well, I guess we get to attempt to address that. Kim has committed to meeting three or four times with you in the coming years, so I'll follow up with that, just so you know. Okay. That's in addition to any other CDFW presentations that might occur from other entities. Okay. So, prevention, I'm just going to review this. These guys are the WOOF experts, not me. Be real blunt about that. Typically, the tools that we have for prevention are non-lethal methods. Trying to teach the herds to bunch up more so they have a little more protection for susceptible prey, such as a calf, injured calf. Put them in smaller pastures, you know, do evening feeding, which can congregate them all. Pat's going to correct me if I make a mistake here.
Is that
carcass removal, which we're kind of working on that as a working group, trying to figure out if we can get a pilot program established. We're working on that to try to give growers, ranchers, an alternative of how to dispose of their on-site carcasses.
Rendering?
Pardon me?
Rendering?
No, can't render anymore.
Pardon me?
I was asking rendering.
No.
There are no rendering plants except in Sacramento, and it's pretty full. There are none in Oregon, yeah. Okay. As an alternative to rendering, composting.
Yeah, composting, okay.
Carcass composting. All
right.
It's complicated, though, because it's mammalian tissue, and there's rules about that. Spatial separation, I don't even know, what is that, Pat?
I'm not sure what he's...
I don't know what that is either.
Don't forget about the wolf there in the sheep's clothing. Don't
what?
There's
no wolf in there. What are you kidding? Kent was going to enjoy that, I'm sure. He had something weird to say, that's for sure. That is pretty good, I've got to admit. Photoshop special. Conflict avoidance, you know, this is flaggery over here, you guys have heard about that. Lights, electric fence, I think is what that is down here. Range riders where a presence is on the range with the livestock. We have some range riders in Siskiyou County, Pat, and probably talk about that one more. There have been some successes that I'm aware of. In Lassen County, a guy had a herd that was pinned up in a pasture, and he had to ship the next day. He had it flagged out, and to get ready to ship his cows, he had to take the flags down and move the cows a little bit, and of course, right after that, he had some depredations. Flaggery on a pasture. Almost looks like hackery, man. Fish and Wildlife's website tells you all about their plan for the gray wolf. So this was a brand new slide that I got last night. You guys do not have this. Kent wanted us to talk about what's been going on. So confirmed depredations, 18, 13 in Lassen. Four were OR 54. Probable were four. Two were in Lassen. Two were OR 54 again. OR 54 is eating cows, it looks like. Possible two, seven in Lassen. One OR 54. Non-wolf depredation, they confirm one. You know, we still have coyotes and other things eating livestock. Non-depredation, natural cause deaths, 14 in Lassen. two of OR 54. I don't understand that. And then sure. Unknown, there were nine. They could
determine. Jim, if I could ask, when we say Lassen, are we talking Lassen County?
Yeah.
So what OR 54, is that in Siskiyou County?
For Abbotman that I know about.
She has been in Siskiyou County this spring, but she spends most of her time down there last week.
Okay, so I guess the ultimate question is, has there been any deprivation in Siskiyou County?
I think there was a possible...
Because all I heard from the very beginning, crying wolf, you know, it's going to come down, they're going to wipe out the livestock, so it hasn't quite played out like we thought it would be.
I guess you
could. Is the education part of that equation?
Well, when OR 54 came into Siskiyou County last spring, Kent graciously called me and let me know where she was. Mm-hmm. Because there was a cluster of points.
Sure.
And I went there and I did find a carcass, a dead calf. And he investigated that. And I think that's one of the possibles. There wasn't enough left of the carcass to make a determination, but it's possible that she killed that calf. What turned out to be good about that is he would let me know where the wolf was, and I would call the producers over there in the New Valley and let them know the proximity of the wolf. You know, so that helped build relationships between California Fish and Wildlife and the producers, because they were sharing information. And it helped. You know, we kept a pretty close eye on her while she was here. I had a presence over there, and so did the ranchers. They were more vigilant about it, and that's one of the tools you can use. Just be vigilant. You know, have a greater presence and watch your vulnerable animals. If there's something that's like a pink eye animal or a lame animal, it's much more vulnerable. So that's what we were doing. And it was with his cooperation that I was able to do that.
I'm looking at that. I just see if it's more in Lassen County than here.
Oh, yeah.
So they're probably getting the...
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a natural range thing, whatever, because I thought I was under the impression that Siskiyou County was not a widely natural habitat for wolves in previous. Back in the day, if you will.
Well, our deer numbers are way down, and there could be more deer down there. I'm not sure.
I hear deer's down everywhere, so, you know, again...
I was told, you guys can confirm this or not, but I was told by the producers they've had a higher predation by the bears and coyotes now that they've eliminated the dead piles as a requirement for the wolf avoidance.
There's a ton of bears and a ton of coyotes out there. There isn't any lack of those, and the numbers are getting bigger, I believe, because bear hunters aren't taking enough out of the population to affect it. They're still increasing. Mountain lions are also increasing in population. My trappers tell me that their take for bears and lions has continued to grow year after year, even from past tenure through mine. So it's definitely is a problem. My opinion is that sooner or later this is going to be a Siskiyou County problem, because we don't have the deer herds. A bigger problem, because we don't have the deer numbers, we're going to have the potential for bigger problems with our livestock, I think.
And maybe we won't. Maybe they'll just move through like they've been doing. So it is hard to say. The wolves will tell us what they're going to do. We can't really predict that kind of behavior.
Mr. House.
I didn't see any. You know, I heard a lot of stuff when I first went through this about human interaction issues, and I didn't see any stats up there related to confrontations with wolves, people being chased or harmed, or...
It's really rare.
Yeah.
It's really rare. I don't know if there's been anything in California. I haven't heard of any in California.
Okay. Not that I know of. There's been more bear and mountain lion issues with people. Yeah, so far. This is all growing issues. So we'll see what happens in the future.
So where are we to this point? Because here we are. When did OR7 first come across, Patrick? Remember, because you were
2011.
2011.
Yeah.
So we're 8 years to this point, and this is where we're at. So, you know, I'm just trying to, because I've been involved when they first came over, so I'm just kind of... where we'll be in a year from now, 5 years from now. Because ultimately we respond to constituents, what have we been doing, and what have we done, those kind of things.
Well, don't forget, we did have a pack here for a while. There was a pack.
But no deprivation or something.
And we don't know what happened to it.
Right.
And one of the things, Mr. Griffin, you brought up is really good. I know you've been reaching out to the ranchers and notifying them for awareness, for deterrence, but a lot of these guys are family farmers. It's just like putting up hay. If you're up all night, up all day, the human toll it takes on folks to always be the idea of crying wolf, you're always trying to protect against, where are those guys at?
Yeah, the growers are really appreciative of being notified, and I don't think there was any malicious intent by anybody to go out and do harm to a wolf. They just wanted to be able to take action and have a greater presence when they know a wolf's around. They don't have time to do it constantly, but when the wolves are present, it's nice to be able to know and then have that greater presence.
Any other questions, or we're just continuing down your presentation? Was that the last page? Okay.
I feel vindicated in, you know, looking at OR 44, and all these people in Scott Valley were telling me about this wolf they kept seeing. And he was right here.
There he was. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Any other?
So, the ungulate population.
Those of us hunting this year, this is a pretty poor year.
Could be season, you know, weather,
just
whatever. But across the board, deer numbers are down. And even from some of the guys I know in Lassen County, same thing. So, you know, what effect? If the wolf can't eat deer.
I think what you'll see in the long run, when there's lower ungulate numbers, there are going to be lower wolf numbers. And when we don't have any wolves to start with, it's hard to predict. But I would say that, you know, if we had greater ungulate numbers, we would have a potential to carry more wolves. But I don't think that wolves are going to come here and just prey on livestock, because that's all we have. Mm-hmm. I think wolves will move on through and look for better territory. And I think that's what they've been doing. That's just my opinion.
Do we know how many elk versus deer they're taking?
You know, I don't think they've been on the elk yet.
Okay.
I think elk can be a pretty intimidating animal. You know, they're pretty good size. And for a wolf that has learned how to take an elk, I think it's certainly possible. But I think when you've got really small pack numbers, or the numbers in the pack are small, I think they would be less likely to try to take an elk. But I would suspect, I've always thought, that sooner or later they're going to start going to the elk, and then there'll be, we'll have more wolves here, and they would follow the elk.
Thank you. No, thanks. I'm going to take a 5-minute recess.
Okay.